KOCF Mobile.
KO4CF Mobile.
And KK4POT. How you doing?
Alright, just counting down today and tomorrow. How you doing this week?
Did that. Same thing here, just trying to make it through the end of day Wednesday, and we're home free.
Getting motivated. Not getting lost before the time comes.
That's right, man. I'm with you on that. And hopefully it'll be a nice, smooth week. We'll see. We got a bunch going on. I got a couple of big projects that I really need to get finished up before the end of day Wednesday, and it don't look like that's going to happen. But, you know, I guess we'll just take it a step at a time.
Our part, trying to blitz and get as much done as you can so you don't really have stuff coming back. You know, just, I'm ready. I hope I get done as well, but I'm sure I don't have as big a project as you're talking about.
The thing about trucking is when you got days off because of holidays and stuff, it's always nice for all of us, but then if, you know, a customer doesn't have their truck back before a holiday break or something, that just adds to the time that they don't have it with them. And you just hope that they're down for the holidays too, because if they're not, they get anxious. So, but it'll be what it is. You know, we'll just do what we can and try to do our best at it. But anyway, you know, we'll see how that falls. Get the link that I sent you via text.
Yeah, I can't remember off the top of my head this morning, but I think so. I'm drawing a blank right now, but yeah, I'm pretty sure I got something. I remember you telling me you were sending me the link, but I haven't started on anything yet.
Come through, let me know. I'll send it to you again, but that'll take you to the GitHub page, which has got the command prompt that you'll type in to start the whole build-apply process if you want to go that route. So that makes it super easy. So anyway, that's the web page for it.
I got the GitHub. I was thinking YouTube links, but yeah, I got the GitHub.
Version 3, it will explain what to do with that.
My oldest boy helped me out, and that way he can, he always talks about wanting to do whatever with video games, and, you know, I mean, I know it's still a far cry from programming, but start getting him involved with using the command prompt and stuff, especially with Linux.
You know, they make you know, I saw where you could buy, you could get a Pi and, you know, a couple extra little peripherals in a kit that was specifically designed for, like, having kids get involved with designing video games and stuff, and you could, it had instructions, you know, it's like a prefab thing where you would end up building a specific video game, but there was a way that you followed directions and did it, and it helped kids learn how to do that. I'd like to get one for my oldest boy, probably in a year or two. I think he'll be kind of getting ready for something like that, so I might snag him one of those.
Now, they've got some pretty decent kits for those with a bunch of lights and, you know, I want to say ribbons and stuff so you can connect them to different pieces and everything else. Now, that looked like a pretty cool kit, but I didn't find one with the actual board. I think you had to buy the board and then the kit separately.
Yeah. Either way, it'd be fun for sure doing that, kind of let them dive off into it and kind of get started on that kind of stuff.
Thanks to help me out with this Pi first, and we'll see if he's really serious about it. I mean, like I said, I know it's a far cry, but still, if that's something he's interested in, then understanding how to work from the command line, I think that would be very important.
I've got a long way to go before I learn more on that stuff. I'd like to. I mean, the only stuff I know is just because I watched it on YouTube, and that's it.
Same way. I mean, I've you know, just dealing with Android phones, you know, you do a little bit with a command prompt, and, you know, I've compiled some sources for that or whatever here and there, but, I mean, usually I don't do a lot of that. So I've got a very, very, very basic understanding of how to do it, but I got to follow directions.
Directions, I'll be all right, but if I don't have directions, I'll be lost. Oh, man, did you get all your Christmas shopping done? Y'all set to go?
Well, we went Friday, Saturday. Yeah, Saturday we went shopping. Got a few last little things for the boys, and then I had to go on Amazon last night and get my boys to actually order something for their mama. I don't know what it is, but, man, they don't really get in to get mama anything for Christmas. They just don't know what to get her.
Be a surprise for everybody.
Yeah, I had to let them look at her wish list or something like that and say, you know, she really, what was that? Just to get on the go. I think I need the ideas. Well, KO4CEFRID.
Have a nice cold Christmas day. Man, as of right now, I think what I saw this morning, it was something like 40 as the high and 20 as the low. Man, that's going to be a cold day right there. KK4TOT.
It was really windy, possibly Christmas. My wife mentioned it, but, and then maybe some snow flurries this way. I don't know. You get maybe closer to the mountains, you might get some more snow, but I think they're calling for some flurries towards the upstate of Spartanburg.
Get a little snow on Christmas Day. But, yeah, we probably won't actually know that till we step outside Christmas Day and look out, because the weather station ain't going to really help us out much between now and then. It could go either way with whatever they say.
Far out. So did you get anything good besides your Lagu?
Sorry, I had some background noise.
Good for Christmas besides your Lagu?
Oh, no, that's pretty much it right now that I know of. Yeah, I've been having fun with that thing, playing with it and getting it going. I didn't get to do as much with it this weekend as I was hoping to, but hopefully towards the end of this week we'll get to play with it a little bit more with some time off.
At least the firmware update for the whatever the screen's called, but there were still plenty of bugs we need to work on.
That's good. I didn't see that. That is good that they released something, so hopefully that'll kind of help start to cut down on that good stuff on that. But anyway, I'm rolling up, so let me hop out of here. Kickstart this short week. Man, I hope you have a great one today. Hope it goes nice and smooth. We can skate through this little short part of the week and have some fun at the end here. So 73's to you, Andrew. Hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. KK4POT.
Have a good one. 73's to you. Hope you have a good smooth day at work and you get some of those projects knocked out and hopefully get a little bit closer to getting them customers or vehicles. But other than that, have a good one. Maybe we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CEF and I'll be standing by. CEF, good morning. I can barely hear you in there.
Because of where the antenna is, and I'm not running a lot of power. Until I can run some real power, which, until I get some coax, I can't do that.
Yeah, ham radio problem. Never have enough coax.
My stupid antenna, because a stupid dog messed the cable up.
That sucks, man. I get so mad.
To replace all the coax you got to change is going to be, unless I use one feed line for everything, which I'm not sure I can do yet, I'm going to have to, basically I need two runs, for one for HF, one for VHF. HF, so basically what it comes down to do it right, I need 210 feet.
Golly, that's not going to be fun or cheap.
What I might do HRO doesn't, I can't get a hold of my phone, won't let me dial the number. I want to see if I can find a cheap one like that. Stick an all van vertical or something until I can build one, because the dipole won't work because of where I am. So that's always fun.
Have you tried the Wire Man? I've never been to them, but I've heard a lot of good things about them. And they're supposed to be, I don't know where they're at. They're up towards either Landrum or Lawrence or something. Or not Lawrence, but Landrum area or something like that.
And what it is the logistics of the lot. You can't use a, you cannot use a horizontal antenna. It will not work.
This globe should be horizontally polarized. I mean, if you were working long distance, maybe, but, I mean, VHF, UHF, yeah, I understand that.
And everything around the coupling distance, it will, no horizontal, I've tried all that art, all that crap that they say works, none of it will in my case, because of where everything is, and because of the angle of the two legs, it's going to couple, and it does. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, that sucks. Shoot. For my VHF, I ended up finding a good deal on Facebook Marketplace or something like that. Found me a decent vertical.
VHF antennas, you can build them in 20 minutes.
The antenna was a little ground plane. You know, had two wires sticking out of a SO239, and you just had a couple ground planes coming off of it. Yeah, that was fairly straightforward.
Because it'll work pretty much anywhere.
You still got mine put up. I don't use it, but it's still there just in case, because we get bad weather, I'll flip over to it, and I mean, it picks up, you know, if I want to listen to Skywarn or something, it works just fine, and it's sitting in my wife's little ficus tree.
Steeple up there, 440, people. The problem is, I got to feed it with something. Probably, maybe I can run a little power. What I'm going to try to do is get 50 feet of coax. I need, you know, those bladders, the ones that, the three-legged ones that you can slide up there. You can set them freestanding, and they're pretty safe. That's what I'm going to have to use to crank the tower down. Unscrew the coax, take 50 feet, hook it on the tower, then bring the tower all the way up. Feed it from the side that way for now. And then the other antenna, I'll put another antenna on the gutter of the building away from that, and that should give me at least on the air anyway.
Try it and just see what happens.
Look, guaranteed. The gutter, we're, you know, I got a building 43 feet long with the gutter all the way to the ground, so there ain't nothing going to ground better than that.
As is always worth trying, I've tried all kinds of stuff, and I'm still, there's still tons more to try if I ever decide to get around to it.
It's a proven science that that's a good ground plane. The only thing you got to watch out for is you can't run a lot of power with something like that because of the nails going into the building. They'll get hot if you run a lot of power.
Yes, I mean, I can understand that.
I forgot what state it was in that did that one day. He decided he was going to put his 800-watt amplifier to it on sideband. He burned it. He caught the building on fire.
That's a hard lesson to learn right there.
That squirrel getting into bird feeder, so he ran some Romex from the building and hung it up in the air and hooked it up to the bird feeder. So he figured he'd get the squirrel. Well, what happened was the squirrel chewed the Romex and shorted it out, killed the squirrel, and it caught his barn on fire. He lost his barn. I was like, oh, man.
Easy right there. I'm glad I don't have any squirrels around my house. I don't have enough woods close by that they can get in my yard.
See, here's the thing. You probably wonder why squirrels mess around with Romex. It's because of the cord that the Romex, the insulation, they use peanut oil to lubricate it, rolling off the spool. So the squirrels like the peanut oil.
interesting. I never thought of that.
What he should have done, which I would have done, all he had to do is put an outdoor light socket on the wire, or put an outdoor socket on the inside of the barn. So if it chewed it, the light bulb would have just came on. That would have been the end of it. And it might have still killed the squirrel, but chances are it wouldn't have burned a building down.
Yeah. All right, well, I got to get off here. I done pulled in the parking lot. So I have to tell you, 7-3 this morning. Hopefully you have a great day, and maybe somebody else will jump on here in a few minutes. So I'll say 7-3 to you. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
Kind of funny, though. I just figured you'd find that kind of funny. I did.
Yeah. Pretty funny. I'd hate to see it, but yeah, it's funny. All right, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
Sure. Kind of sad, though. You just got to think. That's why I learn when I do something stupid, I think about it before I do it. Yeah, before I clear.